More on how the lockdown and ongoing restrictions are affecting the hospitality industry. I'm joined by Bradley Woods, the WA Chief Executive of the Australian Hotels Association. Bradley Woods, good to talk to you. The Premier held a late night press conference last night to announce that the lockdown would be lifted at 6 o'clock local time today. When did you learn that the lockdown would be lifting?
Well, when the Premier announced last night that the lockdown would be lifting, I, like everyone else in WA and the hospitality industry, found out as well.
So has that given venues enough time to plan for a reopening?
We certainly were talking to the government yesterday about getting as early notice as we could, and it was great that the Premier was able to do that late night press conference. It allowed our industry, our association, to get information out to about 1,500 businesses in the Perth and affected region, and it meant that they could overnight start putting plans together so they could work towards opening tonight and over the weekend. So look, we're relatively comfortable the government did the best it could, given that it was waiting for test results to come in.
What's been the hit to those 1,500 businesses being closed this week?
Well, Perth and the Perth Peel region, the southwest, we've estimated that the losses are around $10 million a day. And so over the period, it's been huge. And, of course, that's also meant that the wages of people working within the industry, the tens of thousands of hospitality staff, have gone without work this week. And obviously that might continue into the next week as well.
So was it worth it, given that no community spread was detected?
Look, very hard to tell, Karina. I think that it's fair to say government has to approach these things from a public health point of view first. If we did have community spread of COVID-19, it would have been a very, very dangerous situation to have hospitality businesses open. We understand that the government has to take that measure, but at the same time, there is a real cost. And the real cost is primarily to the businesses in the hospitality sector who have been shut down for the last 5 days and will have restrictions and more substantial restrictions to deal with over the next 8.
The state government will give affected businesses $500 in electricity vouchers. Is that enough?
Look, it's a nice token gesture. It goes nowhere near supporting the businesses that have been shut down. It's the equivalent of one staff member's wages for half a week, and we're talking about tens of thousands of people who have been affected, businesses that have lost tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands over the last 5 days. It's a kind token gesture, but really at the end of the day, it goes nowhere near providing support to the hospitality industry.
The owner of the Canfield Hotel, which is the massive pub across from the new Perth Stadium, told The Australian today that he agreed with the lockdown and that his business had saved for a rainy day such as this one. Were all businesses in Perth doing that?
Look, it depends on the size of the business and their capacity to do that. A lot of hospitality businesses are very small, family-run businesses. There's not a lot of cash reserve. Obviously, he's running the largest pub in the country. Very different sort of turnover. And a lot of businesses at this point of time, at this time of the year, are relying on a very busy post-Christmas period to make hay while the sun shines for the rest of the year that it's a bit slow. Obviously, the 2020 closures and shutdown restrictions have affected businesses, and this week has been no different. And it's going to be a tough time, but we will get through this, and hopefully what we'll see is Perth people coming out in their droves over the weekend into the next week as much as they can. But given that we're down to 1 in 4 square metre with a 150-person limit and people have to wear masks while they're out and about, we know that it's not going to be as busy as what it can be.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask whether you can work with these new restrictions that you just mentioned for the next 8 days.
Well, we certainly think the government has found a reasonable and fair outcome in terms of the restrictions that are required, because we're still within that 14-day envelope of potential transmission. We've been working with our industry today in educating and informing them about how this will work. So, sure, I think going out and having dinner and going to a bar or a restaurant with a mask on is a different experience, but the rules are flexible. They will allow people to take the mask off while they're eating or drinking. We can go to a bar or a counter and order food and then wait for it to be brought to the table. The caps on the numbers are going to limit particularly smaller businesses in terms of how busy they can be. But look, at the end of the day, the restrictions are fair and reasonable given the risk that's at stake, and we certainly don't want to risk a massive lockdown for an extended period.
Okay, Bradley Woods, good luck with the reopening. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Thanks, Karina. Cheers.